Hi, I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Stelina. Together, we are moms to 5 children, including 2 sets of twins.
At Tweet Dreams, we are passionate about helping families achieve the peaceful night's rest they deserve because we were formerly overwhelmed and sleep deprived ourselves.
We love nothing more than helping families achieve their specific sleep goals
so the whole family can be rested and thriving.
On this podcast, you'll not just hear about sleep-related topics. We'll chat about how it started,
where we are today,
and the experiences that have shaped us as mothers of twins.
We hope you'll enjoy listening to the ups and downs,
the highs and lows, and everything in between.
Hey, hey, welcome back. It's Lindsay and Stelina. We're here today to chat about the twin life, and we were trying to think of some topics to come up with, and we went to social media to poll you guys on how we're feeling about, like, our favorite ages and our, let's just say, not so favorite ages when it comes to our twins. Okay. And you guys answered. So I called it the struggle bus ages, and I called it the blissful ages or the easy breezy ages. And we had some common answers, but we also had some, like, a wide variety. And I think it's amazing that we can just chat through some of this, because you might be listening today and you're like, we are stuck in a really awful age, right? We're here. Okay. We see you. Mm-hmm. So, Stelina, what do you think we should start with? Should we start with the easy ages? Should we start with the struggle ages? I think we had, let's be honest, more struggle bus ages. Okay.
Right.
At baseline. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's because, you know, maybe some of our following is the younger ages. And sometimes in some people's minds, those can be more difficult, right? Let's start with the harder ones and then end with the good ones, or the better ones that people think are better.
Okay. Yeah. Like, let's end on a high note. Okay?
Exactly. That's my idea.
I like when I read a book or I listen to, like, an audio book or whatever it is. And it's like, okay, they ended on, like, a high note here. So, like, yeah, that makes me feel better than something that was really depressing.
Sure. Yeah. Same.
So I'm just going to start out by saying that if I were to be polled on Instagram about the struggle bus ages, I would have been right along with most of these mamas. And that's going to be newborn. Okay, so let's talk about newborn. I severely disliked it. It was my only newborn experience. So I have a lot of feelings about that. We've talked with you, Stelina, about how you got to relive that again.
Right,
yep. With your son. Like, huge gift, right?
I'm thankful for
that. I didn't have that. Yes. I didn't have that by choice or by circumstance, whatever it is. Just didn't work out for us to have another baby. So when I think about the newborn stage, or even, like, coaching newborn clients, it feels a little removed because I don't remember a lot of it. Okay. Maybe I blacked it out. Maybe I was so tired, I was just delirious. Mm-hmm. There wasn't a lot of, you know, feel goods. And maybe you guys can relate to that as you're listening to me speak about it. But a lot of moms here are saying newborn, 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 cry face, newborn, exclamation point, times 1,000. Okay, newborns, right? So what's your take on newborn? We can go either way here. We were both first time moms.
Yes. Yep.
Getting twins.
For sure. So,
go.
You know, I feel like we can see the good and the bad in a lot of ages, right? But I am going to disagree with the newborn phase being my least favorite. And remember, guys, so my twins are 3. They just turned 3 in March, and my son's 20 months as the time of this recording. Okay. So it's not like I have teenagers yet. Okay. So I can't really be pulled on, like, ages past age 3 yet. Okay. But I am just going to say that aside from the sleep deprivation part, which is awful, and maybe, like, the part about being a new mother that's just, like, anxiety provoking, right? Like, just not really knowing what to do because I never did it before. Aside from, like, those two things, I didn't really mind newborn because I do really well with a baby or two babies that don't move much. Okay. I know that they cry a lot and, you know, there's a lot to learn. Like, I didn't really know anything. Like, I barely knew how to change a diaper. You can go back and listen to the NICU episode where, like, they taught me how to do that stuff. Okay. Thankfully, I learned and now I can do it with my eyes closed. And, you know, I didn't know how to burp and, you know, really feed a baby. But I learned pretty quick because I had two, first of all. So I was just like, all right, I'll just do it on this girl and then I'll do it on the next twin. And then I learned. And then, you know, my anxiety about those things kind of like dwindled. And I really am so thankful I got to relive the newborn stage with my son because, like you said, with twins, you're just like whipping through it. Okay. We're just like boom, 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 change a diaper, feed, do a bath, then do it again. And you're just like, kind of just like going through the motions and not really able to like enjoy the newborn snuggles or anything like that. And I did say to myself, you know, if I ever have another baby, which I did, I really want to like take in this newborn time and enjoy it. And I got to do that with my son, you know, as best as I could. Like, I'm not saying newborn is my favorite stage. Okay. I'm not going that far, but I'm going as far as to say that it definitely isn't my least favorite. And that's because I'm going to get into my least favorite in a second thus far. I just think they're so cute. And like, there's just, okay, there's a lot that can go wrong with newborns too. Don't get me wrong. But like, when they're not moving and like, you know, they're going to be where you left them, I find a lot of happiness in that. I like that. That makes me feel good.
Security there, right?
Yeah, that makes me feel good.
You feel secure.
Yeah, I like that. That's a good way to put it. So I guess I have a different opinion than you and maybe a lot of the people that we pulled on Instagram about newborn being the least favorite. But I can understand why it's the least favorite for a lot of people.
For sure. And I love that perspective. Like, that's not something we're thinking about. So I love that. I think, gosh, I wish I could go back and do it again almost.
Are you sure about that?
Just how, no.
I know.
Everything's, you know, hindsight's 2020. Yeah. I was so overwhelmed.
Yeah, it's overwhelming.
And maybe that's the overarching theme here. I was overwhelmed the moment they came out.
Right.
Okay. I just was like, baseline anxious person. My physical needs are really important to me. I, you know, was sleep deprived the day, like one day later. Like, it wasn't like it crept up on me. I mean, it was like, we didn't spend a lot of time at the hospital. We got sent home and then you're like, oh crap. Like, I have to, this is all on my shoulders. Of course I had a active husband and partner, but at the end of the day, you're a mom, you know, and I, in those moments realized how much I relied on my own mother. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, now I'm that person for these people. And it's like, these are big shoes to fill. Obviously now that we're older, this is no longer feeling as heavy as it did then. But I think overall I was just overwhelmed with the responsibility, tack on the sleep deprivation and choosing to pump the way that I did, like milk. And I remember my mom would be like, just go down in the basement and sleep. Like, it's fine. We've got this. And I'm like, I get that, mm-hmm. mom, but my boobs are going to be exploding in 90 minutes anyway. And so then you go through that internal struggle of like, should I do this? Should I not do that? Which is more important? My sanity, my sleep, feeding these kids, all of that stuff. And like you said, just being thrown into it, not even really having much. And I think that's what's with our generations now. We don't have a lot of, you know, 5 and 6 children in a family where you're getting a lot of exposure to babies or like child rearing at like a sibling relationship. So yeah, it was a lot. And I can understand where everybody's coming from. One newborn is hard enough. They're on demand. They're opposite. I mean, one was always crying. And I remember going to the doctor. I'm not sure if I shared this before. Maybe I have, but I took my baby A to the doctor and I said, she's only slept like 75 minutes, like all day and all night. She has not slept. There's something wrong with her, you know? And they just kind of patted me on the back and they're like, honey, you just have a newborn, like go back home, you know? And also to this, I remember feeling like a fish out of water at my pediatrician. I no longer feel that way, but I, in the very, very early stages, had seen a female nurse practitioner. And do you know what she kept saying to me? Well, I didn't have twins, or I only have singletons. And so, you know, my advice doesn't really match up with yours because you have twins. She kept saying, you have twins, and so it's different, or it's that, or the advice is skewed. And that just only made me feel even more isolated, right?
I
had some kind of like, and believe me, she moved away and it's a non-issue, but like, I just remember feeling like, I don't like that.
Right.
Like you're making me feel even more alone because you don't have the experience. And like, I get her, I understand like she was just being honest, but really she probably just needed to tell me like that I was going to survive this more or less, you know, versus kind of making me feel more alone. So those are some like memories that significantly stand out. Mm-hmm. And then I would say, I remember having like an epiphany around when my kids were about five and a half, 6 months old. It also lined up with when I stopped breastfeeding. And I think that was just a big decision for me that it wasn't working for me anymore. Mm-hmm. I was back to work. We know that if we're producing and lactating milk, our hormones are like not at baseline where they should be. And so I did feel like I had overcome a big hump when I decided to stop breastfeeding, and then sort of started to, and then we sleep trained, all of that kind of comes together. And I started to see the light at the end of the tunnel closing the newborn chapter. So yeah, that's me. I like both perspectives here. I can definitely relate to all you guys who said that newborn was the hardest. So yes, newborns. Okay, let's see. So I see the number three coming up a lot. You're going to talk about that. Anna Curiosow, who's How to Twin Mom on Instagram. We love Anna. You guys, please go follow her. She is so raw and authentic. She has two wild, precious boys that are three now. And she's hilarious. We love her. So she commented that 0 to 1.5 was hell on earth. And I consider 5 months the worst. I consider it a near-death experience.
Oh, geez.
So, you know, applause to Anna for just being raw and unfiltered here. Okay. She was on an episode with us, remember? Like months and months ago. And she like walked us. Yeah. She walked us through what it was like to work with me, Lindsay at Tweet Dreams, and how we got her kiddos sleeping around 5 months. So that's probably why she remembers 5 months being kind of that like precipice to where she had not slept before she got started with me. And it was, for lack of a better word, pretty much a shit show. Okay. So she's still alive. If I have a friend who's got 3-year-old twin boys and she's like, I need to see the twin boy content. Like, where is it? And I'm like, let's go look and see what Anna's sharing, because she's putting it out there. Okay. We love that. So she considers 0 to 18 months hell on earth, but she survived and she's still with us, guys. So that's good. I see some 0 to 6 months. So that covers newborn, but I do see a lot of threes. So, or 2.5 LOL, AKA now Godspeed. Okay. We see you 18 months. Oh my God. Age three. So let's jump into like age three-ish or 2.5.
But can I say something for a second? Why do I have a different perspective than like all these people that we pulled on Instagram? Am I weird? Oh my God. So can I just tell you what my least favorite age is?
Yeah. Yeah. Cause okay. I know it's,
you know what it is.
You're the odd duck here.
Like, why? Yeah, I do. People that hear me.
And it wasn't mine at all.
Comment on this. Okay. And let me know if I'm not alone. And I'm going to give you a range, but it's the same with my twins and my singleton. I can confidently say that age 15 months to, I'm going to call it 24, 25, 26 months, probably like early twos. I don't like this age and stage. Okay. And let me tell you why. Remember, I told you that I do well with newborns that don't move. Okay. I don't do well with this stage because it's very dangerous. I find that it is. And this might be me because I have three little kids all at the same time. But even when I had just the twins, I have the same feeling towards this age. Okay. If I'm talking about just the twins, I remember there were multiple injuries. Okay. We had a big biting phase with my twins. Okay. Mm-hmm. One of my twins was like, I swear to God, a hair away from needing like facial plastic surgery because her sister like bit off part of her cheek. Okay. And this is not because I wasn't there. Like, I think me and my husband were there, but you know, everybody knows that anything can happen with kids in like 1 second. Okay. They both went through this biting phase. They bit each other. I think they thought they were playing. I don't even know. Like, it was just a lot. One of my twins somehow got a hold of some gel silica. If you guys know what that is, it's like what they put in the shoe boxes. It's like those little packets that you see. And it's like, it says, do not eat right on it. I don't even know how she got a hold of this thing. It got in her play area. It probably like fell out of some package or something. Who knows? And thankfully, she didn't eat any of it from what we gathered, but it was broken open. And like, I had a near heart attack, thought I was going to have to call poison control and all this, but we solidified that she didn't eat any of it. So whatever, but like so dangerous, right? Like they just put everything in their mouths. You know, when I was pregnant with my son, my twins were, you know, I had my son when the twins were 17 months. So like the end of my pregnancy was like the beginning of like the really hard stage, 15 months, 16 months, 17 months with the twins. And it's just like, they climb a lot. There's a lot of falls. You know, my daughter busted her lip open a few times, but more recently with my son, who is 20 months now. So this is why I'm extending this, right? Cause it's different. It's like a range. Like I feel like right around 15 months, you know, they're pretty stable walkers. They're able to walk. At least my son was or is. And then, but the understanding, it's like not there, right? Like they don't get like,
they're up and moving, but there's no regard for like depth perception or like risk.
Yes.
Nothing.
Yeah. So like my son almost ate an acorn the other day. Okay. He's like, grape. And I'm like, not a grape, not a grape. Nope. So not that was scary. And then more recently on Monday, he fell off of his little riding toy. It's like a little riding car toy. You know, all the kids have those when they're little. And he was riding it backwards, not with the steering wheel in the front. He had like the handle part in the front. So he face planted straight into the tile ground. And I was almost 100% sure he had a broken nose. Spoiler alert, it's not broken apparently per the x-ray, but it was like, you know, a lot of bleeding, like the most crying I've ever heard this child do. Like it was very concerning that I could not get his crying to stop. It was like everything going through my mind. Like, does he have a concussion? Like, is his eyes were like not rolling back, but I mean, he was just crying so much. It was really like a devastating experience. Thankfully he's okay. Could have been a lot worse. I mean, his nose, it's only, you know, day four after the accident, and it's going to happen, right? Like kids are going to get into stuff. Like in my opinion, like I always just try to say like, okay, as long as like, we don't need a hospital visit or like, we don't have any like, you know, broken bones or like, you know, things that could be like near deadly, like I'm going to be like, everything's going to be fine. But like, when you think about like him potentially eating an acorn or like my daughter potentially eating the gel silica or something like those things where like now my girls are three, so we can get into this age three that people are talking about. Okay, sure. Like I get it. The three-nagers, we could talk about the terrible twos, whatever. Fine. Like these are other annoying stages. Like I definitely reached out to you, Lindsay, like a lot when my twins were two and just being like, I don't know if I'm going to make it. Like I definitely had moments like that, but at least like maybe not two, but like around two and a half, closer to three with my twins anyway. They definitely have a lot better understanding. Okay. That doesn't mean they have emotional control because hi, I'm going through something else with my three-year-old about emotions. But they definitely understand a little bit better. Like, hey, I'm on a bike. I could fall and hurt myself. I need to wear a helmet. Like, or hey, like I don't eat acorns. Like, yeah. I don't do that. Like, you know?
Hey girl, are you tired? Not only tired from lack of sleep, but tired from searching all over the internet for sleep advice that's specific to your twins? Here at Tweet Dreams, we know that twin-specific advice and routines should be easy to find and access, and that's why we are a one-stop shop for you as a sleep resource. Our blog is chock full of advice for twins when it comes to naps, night weaning, sleeping through the night, and so much more. Not sure where to start? Be sure to grab our free twin sleep guide available for download today. This guide will walk you through an optimal bedtime routine, how to keep them synced throughout the day, and how to keep a routine going. As twin moms, we know how special those breaks are, and we want you to have them. Check out the show notes to grab your copy. No, because what you're describing is that you're in that zone of like, I'm literally just trying to keep you alive.
Yeah.
Because like you said, we could just pick this up and put this in our mouth like in a split second. We have no contemplation of any risk, or like there's no fears. We don't understand that a car can hit you.
Yes.
So you're a very safety, or like I would say risk averse person, mm-hmm. right? You love safety, obviously. So I can understand why this is a big concern, or like one of your least favorite ages, right? Like you're put to the test every day to keep your kids safe,
mm-hmm.
right? Yep. Whereas for me, I mean, I kind of remember that, like our house, we didn't have anything that they could touch or grab, or the stairs were blocked off. I remember one time my daughter ate a pill out of my dog's food dish. Yeah.
Pill of what?
So though? That was, we did have to call. Well, okay. So I had to call poison control and I had to tell them what it was. And she's like, okay, it's just an antibiotic. Like we're not worried. Okay. Like it wasn't like a steroid or a barbiturate or anything weird like that.
Okay.
So luckily we were okay. But to your point, like we see something, we put it in our mouths. Like it's just instant how they like figure things out. But for some reason, I don't remember feeling especially stressed about it. Like moving into the twos and threes, I more struggle with things that are just completely irrational.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't do well, let's say like when an adult is like super inebriated, like that's triggering for me, or when somebody doesn't make sense or things like that. So kind of reliving some of that at twos and threes, even though they're more safety conscious, like you said, we are not emotionally regulated in any sort of way.
Right.
And even as you can talk about this if you want, but like when we have issues or big feelings and emotions, we still can't get to the solution because we don't exactly know what it is.
Right.
And there still is that roadblock of, but what is the cause? What is the why? And as parents, it's so hard when we don't know that.
Oh,
right?
Very. Yeah, very.
And no, that to me is, I mean, just the constant whining. I remember reaching out to a parenting coach and being like, my twin B is so discontent all the time. This girl is never happy. She's pissed and she's whining constantly. And it's just who she was. And she had a harder time saying what she was feeling in a more like an inappropriate way that just was whining. And I know parenting coaches will say that when there's whining, it's like there's an underneath here that we're not fulfilling. And we're like, yeah, cool. Like, I get that. I get there's an underlying need, but there's no way on this earth I would ever guess what it was, because it's not about the purple cup or the blue plate or the piece of candy. Because I don't know. Right. Like, I'm not Inspector Gadget. Mm-hmm. I'm not Sherlock Holmes here. Like, I don't know.
I know.
It's just so frustrating.
Yeah, I've been there. And I think definitely the twos for me were more like that. And the threes, we still have that. We definitely still have a lot of that. I think the twos is like just completely irrational, right? Like they can't really say what they want, but they kind of can. And then they're just kicking and screaming on the floor, right? Multiple times. Mm-hmm. So that's annoying. And I didn't like that, but I could deal with it. Like I can deal with it a little bit, just take a deep breath, just kind of chalk it up as them being kids and they can't communicate as well as like I wanted them to. Three, I mean, I'm early into three, right? But I can definitely see like more silver linings in age three. Like they can communicate better every day. They can communicate better with each other, I'm finding. but they're still very emotional, probably actually more emotional than age two, but like actual emotions. Like I'm sad, but like I'm actually sad versus like I'm just kicking and screaming on the floor and because like I'm causing a scene because I don't even like know why. Not like that. Like I'm sad because like I'm scared of something or something hurt me or I feel left out. And that's like hurtful to me as a parent because I want to try and fix it. But you just said sometimes we don't know how to fix it and we can try as hard as we want, but we may never come to the solution, which is also, you know, very difficult. But I'd say I still like age three, maybe like 2.5 to 3. Better than like that phase that I was talking about that I don't like maybe age 15 months to like 25 months or whatever, because if they're safe, and like you said, I'm big on safety. If they're safe and everything, I can deal with the crying. I can deal with the whining. Like I might be snippy. I might vent to my husband or somebody. I might like say, okay, I had like a crappy day because everybody's just been crying and whining and like, I just can't hear it anymore. But like everyone's fine. We're fine. Like we're good. Whatever. We're going to sleep tonight. That's great. No one's going to put acorns in their mouth or like, you know, fall off of stuff because like we know how to use things properly. Like, you know, and we still have to be careful of safety at age 32. Like for sure, there's stuff that the girls, you know, are still like, oh yeah, it's really great to like, you know, run outside barefoot. Like, no, okay, that's not good. But I mean, my girls are only up to 3. So that's all the advice that I can really offer right now as far as like ages that I've been through. And but your twins are 3 years older than mine. So I kind of like love looking up to you and your experiences. And you posted the other day that you went to brunch with them alone and it was a great time. And that just makes me happy.
I didn't tell you this, but like I got so many messages and probably I looked like, you know, you can like a story. Mm-hmm. Like I could just like scroll down, like scroll, 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 and all of these hearts. And it like, and somebody was like, oh, I love it when you share stuff like this. And I was like, oh, okay. Like I didn't know, like, you know, cause I don't know what people want to see.
Oh, I like that. Cause it makes me see like, you know, we're gonna get there. We will get there. Yeah. And of course it's different for everybody, but like, come on, you've told me so many times you like love this age so far that your twins are at. So there must be something to it. Come on, tell us.
I don't know. Honestly, the ages, like the day my twins turned 4, I really felt, phew, like, wow, okay. It just felt a little bit more peaceful. We had some, you know, areas of just things going smoothly. Everybody's happy. They can tell me how they feel. And then it just keeps getting better, more predictable. You know, we're in this stage of like, me and my husband are like the apple of these kids' eyes. And like, you really see that in like a very concrete way. Like they write your name, I love you, mom, on their school papers. Like they send you these notes, like they want to be with you. They love you so much. And it's like, honestly, the best feeling and so rewarding after all of these years of feeling like you had a thankless job a little bit, more or less. Okay. Some of the stuff that you've done is paying off. You are a good mom. You know, are raising these little humans. So that part feels just amazing. And even 2 days ago, we like to print like color sheets off the printer. Like you can just go to like printable images and you can like print off whatever you want. That's like something we do as an activity. And like, I like to color with my kids. Like I like to get out, we've got like all these nice markers and crayons. And so we're sitting down and I have my paper, you know, Paige has her paper, Brynn has her paper. And my baby B struggles with curiosity and independence and creativity. So because she has a Lion King picture, and I thought to myself, this is going to be a perfect little activity. Like we're all, you know what I mean, guys? Like when we sit down to do something or we go to an event or we go to the zoo or we go to the park, and what happens in reality is not at all what we thought it was going to be. And when we had pictured what the day was going to look like, and then we feel bad and we're a bad person because it didn't work out that way. So long story short is I was like, we're going to sit down and we're going to color, but still at this age, we have problems where it's just not like 3 adults sitting down and coloring or doing a task. my baby bee is struggling because she doesn't know what color Rafiki is supposed to be. And I want to tell her, babe, we can color Rafiki whatever color you want him to be.
Right.
He might be brown. He might be black. He might have white fur. It doesn't matter. She's really into like getting things correct. And if she messes up, we have problems. Okay. So just working through some of that at this age, I find to be a little bit difficult, especially as we have two siblings, the exact same age, who are doing the exact same things, and to see how things come more naturally. Or one twin puts less pressure on herself. Okay. My one twin got the confidence award at school. And it's not that I've done anything differently with her. I'm actually not a very confident person myself. She just has these skills. Okay. And then I have another child who doesn't know what color to color Rafiki because she thinks somebody cares what color he is. And we don't care what color he is. Yeah. Like, he can be green. We don't care.
Yeah.
She puts too much pressure on herself. And so some of that is just coming up. But again, these are like bigger kid problems, not problems, but just learning, you know, these are things we're going to have to learn and kind of grow with. But yeah, I don't know. I would say the 4s, 5s, and 6s have been awesome. Right.
I love that.
And I know these, I know these years are fleeting. You know, we don't have them for this long, and then we're getting to 9 and 10, and it's a whole different thing. So I'm just trying to like honestly freeze time over here. Whereas when my kids were your age, your kids' age, I was like, when's bedtime? I don't even care. Like, I got to get through this day. I'm not enjoying it. I don't care if it's going fast. This shiz is hard. And now I literally want to freeze us. So I hope that is helping people.
It definitely is. If anything, it's helping me. So thank you for that. You know what I would love to do, if there's any like older twin moms out here who like have kids that are older, I would like love to have them on the show, because, you know, I have heard before that the sweet spot with kids is like maybe age like 6 to 10 or something like that. Like, still little, but like not a teen, not a preteen. And, you know, we only have our experiences with our kids that we have at the ages that they are currently at. But I would love to have a mom who, you know, has fully grown twins to tell us like, okay, you know, newborn, whatever. Okay, Selena, like, you're worried about like 15 months or whatever. Wait till they're 15 years old, you know, something like that. And there's always going to be
driving
like
a car around. Oh, yeah.
No, that I know. That I know is probably gonna be the worst for me, but I don't know. It's just like, it's so special to have twins. And, you know, I have the twins plus the other baby. And, you know, I see like, they're all so different. So like, if newborn sucked with, you know, your twins, but if you're going to have a single to next, if you choose to do that, like, maybe it's going to be a completely different experience. So it really have to take into account that like, all kids are so different too. And I was pregnant, you know, for a lot of the time that my kids were kind of in that age. So, and I had a newborn too. So, you know, I have a, like a little bit of a different perspective there, but you know, I will say, once they're out of the diapers and like fully potty trained, to me, that did help me a lot right there. So if you guys are with twins who are not yet potty trained, once they get it, it's like, not only are you paying for less diapers, but you're also like just seeing them like grow up and like start to be their own people. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's just what I love so far. So yeah.
I was excited. I was excited for that for you. I was like, let's get this potty training done. You're like, yeah, what's another box of diapers? I'm like, no, I'm serious. Like, you're unlocking a new level over here. Like, they're not in diapers anymore. They're not babies. They're, you know, all this, that, and the other thing. And so your son's going to like follow up quickly with that. Like, that's what, like maybe next winter ish.
Mm-hmm. He does everything early.
Working on that with
who
him.
Knows?
Yeah. So, I mean, who knows? He's probably potty and training himself right now. Like, that kid. So yeah, I think this was such a special episode, and like, thank you guys so much for commenting on Instagram. I think it's just so special to hear everybody's points of view, specifically with twins, right? Like, this is what we're about here at Tweet Dreams, and like on the, and on Instagram and our blogs, so much twin content. Like, I definitely want us to be a landing place for you guys. So if you're that twin mama or you know a twin mom who has older twins, like 8, 9, 10, I don't know, like let's chat. And that could even be Lindsay from Full Hearts Collaborative. Like she's got two sets that are older.
We can get her
back on here again, because that was a really popular episode where she shared her firsthand knowledge of how to, you know, support breastfeeding and feeding twins. So, all right, guys, thank you so much for listening. Thanks, Selena, for sharing your input. I think it's something that I didn't like really think about, and it's a super valid reason why you don't love that age. So you'll be out of it soon. And then we'll get to talk about your son and how he's doing in his twos, and your kids will be four, and then time just keeps going on. So, all right, guys, we'll talk to you later. Thank you so much for listening today. If you enjoyed the episode, please give us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you're listening. Chat with you later. Bye.
If you liked this episode and conversation, be sure to leave a review or rating. Share it with a friend on social media or a family member. It's our goal to reach as many parents of multiples and singletons alike. You're not alone in your parenting journey. If you'd like to hear about a specific topic or have an episode idea, please feel free to message us. We're here to help.